Good morning, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in to WBDG. I am here for a Keo yearbook interview. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is Yalar.
Aliana.
JJ.
All right, thank y'all for tuning in. And, tell us a little, tell everybody about yourself. So.
I'm a varsity swimmer, and I'm head manager for the boys and girls volleyball teams. And Aliana and I just became co-editors for the yearbook for next year.
Yes, sir.
So how's y'all like, so y'all the editors for yearbook. What do you guys like plans like to, for editing a yearbook? Do you have any plans sorted out?
Currently we're trying to sort out a theme for our yearbook. Mm-hmm. But after we get the theme, our goal is to just include student life and have everybody happy with the yearbook.
Okay. So, so what do y'all like? So what are y'all motives for like editing a yearbook? What made y'all go into wanting to edit the yearbook?
I chose yearbook because I wanted to get more into photography, mm-hmm. and wanted to get more into like making student life a part of my life, mm-hmm. and making like photography more a part of my life and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I joined it for the creativity part for sure because I wanted to put my creativity to use and like just, you know, put it in certain ways that people can see it in our school.
Okay, so like, is that what you're like majoring in college or like?
Yeah, I've been on majoring in journalism and media.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
So, so about the yearbook, right? Like, what were y'all like first steps of action, like in terms of like going into the yearbook and wanted to like what are y'all plans, like how y'all like organize y'all yearbook out, like how y'all decorate it, pretty much.
Well, this year it was a traditional yearbook, and it'll be a fall delivery, so it'll be coming out in fall. Mm-hmm. But next year, we're going to start doing a chronological yearbook, which is something different. We did it last year, but a lot of people aren't familiar with it, so hopefully we can make everybody happy with it.
And how you plan to, make everybody, like, what are your plans, like, from differently, like, what do you want to improve from last year to this year?
We want to improve, basically, the deadlines for the yearbook, because a lot of the deadlines were not hit as well as like last year. Mm-hmm. And since we changed in the middle of the year from a chronological to a traditional yearbook and we wanted to implement both,
right,
it kind of got like a lot of work, so we didn't hit our deadlines a lot and it just became overwhelming.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Thanks. And we also didn't get to like include a lot of events that we really wanted to in the yearbook. Mm-hmm. So we just had to skip out on that, and next year we want to try to include everything in every, hopefully lots of students that didn't make it for this year in the yearbook too.
Okay, so like in terms of like everything, like what how you what did you want to include?
We want to include more people, we want to include more events, we want to include more of just our student life outside of like just like sports. We want to include like other people,
right,
not just like the subjects, because we had a lot of spreads this year that was just like about math, but we want to go like more in depth into it. Mm-hmm. And that's why chronological will give us the opportunity to go by the weeks and show what happened each week at school.
Mm-hmm. I got a recommendation, right? So if you I would say like try to like put, like if you put some history into it, that might make it more pop and like put, mm-hmm. like some history into it, or like some sciencey stuff. How would you go, like mm-hmm. what do you like, how do you plan about, how you feel about that recommendation?
So an idea we were thinking for the next year, since we're mm-hmm. getting like a new school, new construction, mm-hmm. some new coaches, we were thinking of basing the yearbook on like new beginnings, new stuff like that,
right,
and focusing on like the new construction and making like the front cover, for example, mm-hmm. like a picture of the new school versus like the old one and stuff like that.
Okay. And I thought you had a question, sorry. But so if you're how long do you think like your yearbook's gonna be, like, do y'all wanna make it like a phone book type of, like, or like like a stack, or like how would y'all organize like your yearbook, like a magazine type, or
we don't know yet. I feel like that will also incorporate into the theme for mm-hmm. next year. This year it was just by like that, like academics, like it was pretty straightforward. That's mm-hmm. how traditional books are. But right. next year we wanna, you know, change it up a bit. Make it a little different, something that many people haven't seen before. And just, you know, we haven't really planned out, like, the style of it yet, because that goes into the theme. But that's what we're working on right now.
Okay, so did you, like, you have any colors, like purple or white, school colors, or?
Yeah, school colors will definitely be incorporated for next year.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, in terms of, like, themes, like, what theme would y'all, like, in planning are?
We have a lot of themes that we were basing on, and then we found a couple new themes, and there's been, like, a couple Google Forms and stuff like that. So we haven't had, a set theme yet, but we're working on it, and we will have a theme, pretty soon.
Okay.
Before the end of the school year, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you said around fall time?
Before the end of the school year, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much my questions. So, okay. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all.